Pushkin.
Where do you see your career in 10 years? What are you doing now to help you get there? The sooner you start enhancing your skills, the sooner you'll be ready. That's why AARP has reskilling courses in a variety of categories like marketing and management to help your income live as long as you do. That's right. AARP has a bevy of free skill-building courses for you to choose from because the steps you choose to take today will help you love what you do in the future. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Maybe just to start, can you just like off the top of your head, list a bunch of the businesses that you've started in your life?
Oh, okay. Yes. That's a lot.
I'm Jacob Goldstein, and this is What's Your Problem? The show where we talk to entrepreneurs and engineers about the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. My guest today is Ramon Van Meer. He's been starting companies since he got kicked out of high school in the Netherlands more than 20 years ago. A lot of companies.
A construction company, an online piñata website, a soap opera blog, a YouTube channel, festivals in Vegas. What else? Oh, I did an online travel company.
And at the moment, Ramon runs an e-commerce company that has sold tens of millions of dollars of ramps for dachshunds. Like ramps that let wiener dogs get up and down off the couch. And as the owner of an online wiener dog ramp business, Ramon has to figure out how to solve some really big global problems. You know, everything from jammed up supply chains to privacy fights between Facebook and Apple. And on top of that, even more interesting, Ramon is trying to solve these problems as a relatively small business in an era of giants. You know, there's this obsession right now with trillion-dollar tech companies and $10 billion deca unicorn startups. But we do not hear much about this whole big ecosystem of thousands of small and mid-sized online businesses like the ones that Ramon has built. All these entrepreneurs who make stuff and sell stuff and solve problems and in many cases build multi-million dollar businesses. They build on top of the giant tech companies, and also once in a while, they end up getting crushed by the giant tech companies. My conversation with Ramon started with his first big success, a blog about soap operas that he started back in 2015. At the time, he had never watched a soap opera.
No Silicon Valley startup was thinking, hey, let's build a blog for soap operas. Everybody was laughing at me when I was, you know, saying like, yeah, I just started a blog about soaps.
Right.
Don't want to maybe make it too personal, but at that time, actually, I was going through a really difficult time personally, and I'm a single father. It was me and my son. You know, when I started this, I was literally, at that time, paycheck to paycheck, barely. I actually paycheck to less paycheck. Like, I barely could make the rent when I started SoapUp. And actually, I think that helped me motivate, like, shit, I need to... As soon as I saw, like, okay, we have $10 a day with soap opera, the blog, I said, okay, I need to make this work. I can get this to $100 a day if I just work my ass off.
So I'm interested in the work you did on that soap opera blog. And in particular, I know you used all these tools and sort of tricks that people can use to build a business almost for free. So can you talk me through the story of how you did that? You started out basically on Facebook, is that right?
At that time, Facebook was... It was a different time for Facebook where it was
When was this, more or less?
2015, 16.
Okay.
Where it was fairly easy and cheap to build a huge fan page around any topic, right? And I've learned very quickly, like, okay, instead of building a fan page about daytime TV shows or even soap operas, the best engagement you get if the fan page is as targeted and niche as possible. So I saw that building a fan page that just talks about Days of Our Lives or just talks about the Young and Restless.
One soap opera.
Uh-huh. Because people don't care for these others. They just care for their soap.
So you start these pages on Facebook. You figure out that building a page for one show is kind of the right way to do it. And then what do you do next?
Yeah. As you can hear, I have an accent. English is not my first language. And I also am not really good at writing. And I don't watch the show. So I couldn't really write. So the idea was, okay, let's start a blog to write about what's going to happen tomorrow in the show. So I bought a domain first. I never buy a premium domain. I just bought whatever was available.
What was it that you bought?
At that time, it was
soapshows.com. Okay.
Yeah. So now I have the website. Now I need the content. I cannot write it. So let's find a writer. So there's these websites, platforms out there. I use Upwork.com. You can basically hire any type of freelancer that you can think of. I found a writer that started writing one article a day, and then we shared that on our fan pages. And that's how I started to drive traffic slowly from Facebook back to our website.
And how are you making money?
There's a service called Google AdSense that's like everybody's seen the banners when you go to a website. Typically, those banners are served by Google. And then the more traffic you get to your website, the more money you make. Uh-huh. And it started with $1 a day and then $5 a day and then $10. And then slowly, you know, it went up.
Keep going up. What did it get to?
Right before I sold the business, the company was doing, or the website was doing around $400,000 a month in revenue.
And then, so it's making all this money, and then you sell it, right?
Yeah.
For a lot. It's public, right? The amount of the sale is public.
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was close to $9 million in cash.
After the break, Ramon takes his millions and starts investing in new businesses, including that company that makes ramps for wiener dogs. And he comes up against a few gnarly global problems. How do you create present and future value? Cross Country Consulting is a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services. As a trusted advisor to Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, the firm solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. They are a distinctly different type of advisory firm, founded on a core set of values and an unwavering commitment to creating a better experience for their people. Their unique culture enables them to attract and retain the best talent in the industry, who, in turn, provide exceptional service to their clients. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, Cross Country helps you see around corners to generate value for your business. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., Cross Country has employees across the United States and in strategic international locations. The future-ready business, in sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity. giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry, Betterment is here to help. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. The automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal, rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line, and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again. Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Now let's get back to what's your problem. With the millions of dollars he got from selling his soap opera blog, Ramon invested in a few different companies. Some didn't work so well, but one that did was that company that sells ramps for wiener dogs, which apparently wiener dogs tend to have spine trouble, and so they can actually hurt themselves by jumping down from the couch or whatever. This is a show about technology and business we're doing here, not a show about wiener dog physiology. But in any case, the key thing for us is, in this instance, Ramon did not start the company from scratch. He bought an existing online wiener dog ramp company for around $300,000.
The company was actually called Sausage Dog Central at the beginning.
So they were really leaning into the wiener dog market.
Exactly. Yeah. The wiener dog market. But I love the idea because it solves an actual problem for a targeted audience.
The wiener dog ramp does feel like the sort of e-commerce version of a blog for one soap opera, right? It's like this very narrow thing that some universe of people care a lot about.
Yes, and nobody was looking at it. Same like with soap operas. So I bought this business instead of starting it. And the previous owners built an amazing product. But they were not internet marketers. So there was a lot of low-hanging fruit that I saw that I can, if I can just, you know, improve conversions, or I can do XYZ to increase revenue.
So it's kind of like a house that's like a nice house in a good neighborhood, but the paint's peeling off and the roof needs a patch. And so you can get a deal on it and fix it up and make it worth a lot more.
Yes, and that's funny you say, because I use that same example all the time. Their website was very old, not pretty. The copy was not great. It was very difficult to navigate. It was very slow. So I thought, okay, we can just redesign it for fairly cheap, hire a copywriter to make the copy and make better pictures. That will for sure increase the conversion rate, like more people will buy once they're on the website.
And did you also change the sort of commerce kind of backbone of it, the way that actual commerce back end of the site worked?
Yeah. So we switched to Shopify.
Shopify is, you know, to you, like I'm sure it's like Google or whatever, but most people don't know what Shopify is. And yet it's this giant force on the internet, right? Just talk for a minute about Shopify.
Yeah. Shopify, it's basically anyone can set up your own store and start selling products within a matter of hours. I think that is their mission, right? Uh-huh. That my mom, without knowing anything to code, could basically, within a couple of hours, set up her own store and start selling whatever she wants to sell.
And it's giant, right? There was some metric, yes, I heard recently that there were more visits to Shopify sites than to Amazon over the last quarter or something. Like, it's like,
correct,
what, millions of businesses at this point? Certainly billions of dollars in revenue flowing through the businesses.
Yeah. Shopify is actually on a mission to really compete with Amazon.
Uh-huh. And they're
That's
succeeding,
why Shopify,
right? Sort of shocking.
They're succeeding.
That thread, right? The thing we were talking about earlier of, you know, everybody is so focused on the giant tech companies, and for good reason, right? Clearly, they're extraordinarily large, powerful companies worth paying a lot of attention to. But at the same time, there is this other parallel thread that I feel like you are emblematic of, and in a way, Shopify is kind of emblematic of, right? Of all of the dog ramp and soap opera blog and custom pinata businesses growing alongside the giants.
Yeah, and it's really... especially last year, and you know, maybe this is a good pivot into like the e-commerce, you know, world in the last year, how much has changed it actually in the last 12 months?
Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah.
What has changed? For most what has changed?
Yeah. unfortunately, has changed for the worse for a lot of e-commerce, including ourselves. So on one hand, the supply chain has dramatically changed and we're still in it. But because with COVID, there was a huge backlog of containers coming from overseas to a point where there were over 100 container ships stuck at sea waiting front of Los Angeles port.
So that's the macro story. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to your dog ramp business?
So that means for me and a lot of companies is that we were not able to get inventory, or if we ever got inventory, huge delays instead of, you know, waiting a month, it took 3 to 4 months. But most importantly, the prices of getting our product to our warehouse went up, like for us, 10x. So we used to pay $2,500 to get one container from Asia to the United States. We got quoted $29,000.
Well, that's just for shipping, to be clear. A container just full of dog ramps.
Correct. Yeah. And there's no, I have to pay it. Like, I have to choose between not being able to sell something or, you know, just pay these fees. And that's just one.
So just to be clear, this show is called What's Your Problem? And we're definitely into the What's Your Problem portion of the interview. So what are you doing about the supply chain problem? Can you do anything about that?
Yeah. So we moved our manufacturing to Mexico.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. From Asia. So, it was in China before, or where was it before?
We used China and Vietnam, both countries.
So, okay, the supply chain problem, that's one big problem that you and like every other importer and exporter on the planet are dealing with. And like a lot of other companies, you're moving production to Mexico. What else? What else do you got? What other problems are you working on?
On the marketing side, we had Apple make an update to their, you know, operating system called the iOS 14 update, where it makes it more difficult for e-com or for online businesses to target their potential audience.
And just to be clear, like I remember that as an iPhone user last year, there was some update and I was able to like opt out of being tracked so intensively by Facebook and other similar companies. It was like not a huge deal to me. But we also know that that iOS update from Apple, it wound up costing Facebook billions of dollars in lost ad revenue because they could no longer track users like me so intensively. And then for you, it means it's suddenly harder for you to target someone who is whatever, who is a wiener dog owner and is worried about their dog's spine, you know, to target exactly the customer you want to target with your ads.
Exactly. And
what do you do about that problem?
Yeah, and that's a tough problem. And everybody, a lot of e-commerce are trying to figure that out. We're looking at, you know, okay, where else can we put our marketing dollars? Can we do YouTube? Can we do TikTok? Can we, you know, we're all trying different things. We are allocating some of our ad budget to influencers. That's been working well for us.
Okay. So like wiener dog influencers? Is there like the wiener dog queen of Instagram or something who you're sponsoring now?
Yeah, like... Funny, like there's you have no idea
how many
dog have how many Instagrams about dogs are meaning like dog Instagram like an actual
The influencers you're sponsoring are dogs. Are you sponsoring? How many dogs are you sponsoring?
Well, we have a lot. Well, we're working with 400 influencers, and a majority of them are actually not a person, but it's actually a dog. And some of them have over a million followers. And it's just an account of a specific dog, you know, Rudy the
dogfluencer,
the wiener
dogfluencer. Yeah. Is there one dogfluencer that's like killing it for you that's going to save your business?
No, it's because it does well in the beginning, but after a couple times, right, like their audience have seen our ads and then
that the makes it hard. Goes down. Right.
So
right.
That makes it hard. You always have to find new influencers and new, you know. Actually, the big takeaway is pivoting actually away from ramps. The big problem with the ramps was like, okay, ramp, it's a one-time product. Sometimes a person buys another one for the bet, but there is a ceiling. There is technically going to be a day where I sold all the ramps, all, you know, there's good, every wiener dog will have a ramp in the house, right?
And then, then your business is finished, right? There's no more wiener dogs to sell ramps to. You got to close up shop.
Yeah. And so we are still going to sell ramps, but it actually, we 6 months ago, we really started to pivot to dog food. So dog food, the lifetime value is a metric that is used often in e-commerce. It's like the lifetime value of a dog food customer is so much higher, meaning
it's thousands of dollars, right? It's a dog owner. Yeah. And presumably most people who have dogs, when their dog dies, they get another dog, right? So if I buy dog food from you and I live for another 40 years, I'm worth tens of thousands of dollars in dog food sales to you.
Exactly. Versus, so the amount of work to acquire you as a customer is more or less the same if I'm selling a ramp or I'm selling food. Uh-huh. It's a little bit more difficult in food because it's more like it's a little bit more tricky.
Yeah.
But in essence, it's like the amount of work, I need a product, I need a website, I need a warehouse, yeah. I need, you know, customer service, I need ads. All these things are the same if I sell ramp or food. But if I do all this work and try and sell and focus more on food, the return on my time and return on investment is so much higher because, you know, you're going to keep coming back every 2 weeks or every month.
Coming up next, the lightning round, including the biggest bet Ramona's ever made and the one piece of advice he'd give to someone who wants to start a business.
How do you create present and future value? Cross Country Consulting is a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services. As a trusted advisor to Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, the firm solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. They are a distinctly different type of advisory firm, founded on a core set of values and an unwavering commitment to creating a better experience for their people. Their unique culture enables them to attract and retain the best talent in the industry, who, in turn, provide exceptional service to their clients. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, Cross Country helps you see around corners to generate value for your business. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., Cross Country has employees across the United States and in strategic international locations. The future-ready business, in sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Let's get back to the show. We're going to close with the lightning round. Okay, lightning round. Don't think about it too much.
I'm going to try.
Are you ready? Go. What's the biggest bet you've ever made?
Biggest bet was a big EDM party in Holland. I invested all my money into one party plus more, and it was a total flop. I lost everything.
What's your favorite app on your phone?
Slack.
What? Wow. What's a trait you cannot stand in a coworker?
A big ego.
If you have a 10-minute break, what do you do to relax?
I call my son.
That's sweet. I like that you're giving me a little musical accompaniment for the lightning round vibe.
This is my dog.
Sweet. What would you do if you couldn't do what you do?
I would do something in music, yeah.
Oh, in music. What's a piece of advice you'd give somebody who wants to start a business?
To not overthink it and just start and improve along the way.
That was Ramon Van Meer. The company he runs is called AlphaPaw. Today's show was produced by Edith Russolo. It was edited by Kate Parkinson Morgan and Robert Smith, and it was engineered by Amanda K. Wong. Theme music by Luis Guerra. Our development team is Lital Molad and Justine Lang. A huge team of people makes What's Your Problem possible. That team includes, but is not limited to, Jacob Weisberg, Mia Lobel, Heather Fain, John Schnars, Carrie Brody, Carly Migliori, Christina Sullivan, Jason Gambrell, Brant Hayes, Eric Sandler, Maggie Taylor, Morgan Ratner, Nicole Morano, Mary Beth Smith, Royston Beserve, Maya Koenig, Daniela Lacan, Kazeya Tan, and David Glover. What's Your Problem is a co-production of Pushkin Industries and iHeartMedia. To find more Pushkin podcasts, listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever. I'm Jacob Goldstein, and I'll be back next week with another episode of What's Your Problem?
How do you create present and future value? As a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services for Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, Cross Country Consulting solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value. With tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transaction solutions, Cross Country works as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team. The future-ready business, insight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.